broadcasting live from Atlanta Tech Village for Cyber Launch Demo Day 2016. It's This Just In, powered by Business Radio X. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
So again, everybody, thank you for joining us. We're live at the Cyber Launch Demo Day down here at Atlanta Tech Village. This is just a great event, a lot of energy in the air. You can just see the innovation and the excitement and just the entrepreneurial energy in the room. So very, very cool. But again, Sanjit from Diascan, welcome, my friend.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So tell us a bit about your background. It says you graduated from high school with admissions offers to UCLA, Stanford, and Georgia Tech.
No, that was part of my partners had those schools.
Okay.
For me, I was always set on going to Georgia Tech.
Oh, okay. Oh, very, very cool. Good, good, good. I like to hear it. So tell us about your company.
Yeah. So at Diascan, we are using machine learning in order to accurately and intelligently analyze medical imagery. So our current focus is using this for lung cancer. Lung cancer is the number one cancer killer. Over 220,000 Americans die of it each year. And it all comes down to the way radiologists interpret a CT scan. And in all their views, they really, there's no automation. Current methods are very outdated. There's no automation to help them, no machine learning involved. The nodule detection rate's quite low.
Right.
So all these, lack of insights all lead to a very high false positive rate.
Yes.
So many people are being diagnosed of having malignant tumors when they in fact have benign tumors.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, this leads to unnecessary pain and expense due to follow-up procedures. So take my dad, for example, when they found a tumor in his head, he had to go through, almost a year of, stress and worry and, a couple of MRIs just to verify that he had a benign tumor. So I think that's really what made me start, this company. And, hopefully we'll be able to help a lot of other people.
So I read somewhere that you're able to increase lung cancer detection in CAT scans from 5% efficacy to 80% efficacy. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. The current standards, the false positive rate's over 90%. So really they're only accurate 5 to 10% of the time. With early testing, we are able to have over an 80% accuracy overall. And the best part is we obtained 10,000 patients from the National Cancer Institute as part of our data set. And we only trained with 1,000. So you see, that's only 10%.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to go for more, extracting more features using the rest of our data set. So definitely, be sure to see some great things ahead.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's very exciting. Tell me about your next steps, after Cyber Launch, and what do you guys see on the horizon and where you're focusing for the next 3 to 6, 12 months?
Well, we'll be opening a seed round. Hopefully, if we are able to get that, we're going to, obviously work on this full time, starting to scheduling more pilots with teleradiology companies. Hopefully, after that, schedule
That's excellent.
Meetings with CT scan vendors and license out our product to them and do a lot of pilots and POCs. We're also talking to the CDC and other teleradiology companies for different use cases. So they want to bring this product for not only lung cancer, but, brain tumors. We're talking to Grady for that. Other use cases, TB could be used. So, there's a variety of different use cases that we can use this one solution for. And hopefully we'll be able to implement that within the next 1.5 years.
Do you have to go through any FDA clearance at any point in your path, do you think?
Yes, we do. So we'll be having FDA clearance as a class 2 medical device.
Okay.
So it's not FDA approval. It's just a slight difference.
Yep.
Obviously, FDA approval takes much more time and money. But for us, the clearance, average clearance time is around 110, 120 days. So that's 4 months.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take nearly as much to obtain that. So definitely, I will be getting FDA clearance within hopefully 1.5 years. But after that, we'll be able to sell to whoever we need to.
That's fantastic. Sanjit, Diascan, thank you very much for joining the show today. Great job and congratulations on the initial success.
Thank you so much and thank you for having me again.
You got it, my friend. Thank you. Sanjit, Diascan, great job.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.